So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to go over when you should actually start training your dog or puppy. So whether you actually got a dog from a rescue, a shelter, or adopted a dog that was living somewhere else, or whether you just brought in a new puppy, whether it's from a breeder, again, a rescue, a shelter, no matter where that dog or puppy came from, really, what you have to start understanding is that training has already started. Right, training doesn't just consist of teaching your dog to sit, lay down, come, heel, go to bed, and just teaching your dog commands, but it's teaching your dog or puppy how to live in everyday life with you. What does that include? That includes how to greet your guests. That includes how to walk through the door, what objects are appropriate to chew on, what objects are not appropriate to chew on, how to behave around your cat, if you have a cat, how to behave around your younger children. Now, that's going to be important because, realistically speaking, your dog and puppy, they're always learning. To really think about it, what does your dog or puppy do all day, especially when you're home? They observe you. They watch you. What are they watching for? They're looking for opportunities to see, is there something that you're going to do that may lead to something for me, right? When you go to the cabinet where his treats are, your dog or puppy understands, that might lead to opportunity for me to get rewarded. When you go grab the leash, your dog or puppy goes, that might lead for me to go outside and go on a walk, go play, or whatever it may be. So it's important to understand that your dog and puppy, they're 100% observing you 24/7. Why is that important? Because they're learning. They're trying to see what are the rules inside your household? What am I able to get away with? What am I able to not get away with? So first things first, whenever you do bring a new dog or puppy, you've already started training. Like, you're teaching your dog is learning stuff, your puppy's learning stuff, they're learning what they can and can't do. So you want to start instilling boundaries as soon as possible, right? What do I mean by instilling boundaries? I mean, when you get a new dog or puppy, the last thing you want to do is go, here's access to the whole house, right? Especially if you don't know if that dog's previous life experience. So meaning, if you have a dog that hasn't lived inside a house as well as a puppy, because you know, puppies really don't have any life experience whatsoever. You're providing that life experience. What happens is if you give them access to your whole house, you're setting them up for success because they don't know anything. They don't know what objects to chew on. They don't know what to do with all that stuff. And if you leave an older dog that has never lived inside a house to figure things out on their own, or a young puppy for that matter that's never lived inside a house and has little to no life experience to figure things out on their own, they're going to do what they think is right, right? And from their perspective, they're going to go, wow, this pillow looks like a great toy that I could bite, smash around and shred up. Wow, this corner right here looks like a good spot I could go pee. So in the beginning, what you want to start doing is making sure that as soon as you get your dog or puppy, you start training right away. Now, training, again, doesn't consist of just sit down, come. No, it doesn't just consist of that, but it consists of your day-to-day routine. So something as simple that you could start doing with your dog, if you get a new dog or puppy, is making sure that you create a consistent routine, you stay with it, and you stay consistent, because the more consistent you are with that routine, the more consistent your dog's or puppy's behavior is going to be, right? Because now you'll know what to expect. You'll know what not to expect, especially if you stay consistent. So a simple routine you could actually do with your dog or puppy right now, which is pretty simple. Something as simple as make sure that, especially if you know that dog or puppy has never lived inside a household of other people, other animals. One, if you have other animals, make sure you keep your dog or puppy on leash. Why? Because we don't want your dog or puppy to get in the habit of chasing your cat if you have a cat. And if you do this early on, one, you could just avoid the problem to begin with. But if you start getting your dog or puppy to start chasing the cat, then we have to problem solve a lot later. And trust me, I could tell you firsthand that it's a lot easier to teach your dog or puppy the right habits instead of calling a professional later and going, I don't know what to do because my dog's obsessed with chasing, right? So don't ever let your dog or puppy chase your cat. To begin with, make sure that he is on leash, especially if you know that he struggles with certain behaviors. So if he tries going and chewing certain objects, having him on leash is a lot easier to manage. Two, make sure you don't give him access to the whole house. Again, you limit how much access he has to the house, at least as he starts developing and starts showing you that he can handle more, then you could give him a bit more freedom. But early on, that's just not the right time to do so. So simple routines such as making sure that you give, you don't give access to your whole house to your new dog or puppy. Two, make sure you create a routine such as go outside and play, go on a short walk. After you go on a short walk, either do one of two things. One, you're gonna give your dog or puppy an appropriate chew object. Two, you're either gonna have your dog or puppy in their in the crate or a playpen so they could kind of just hang out, be included in what you're doing, and realize, okay, I don't have to make mistakes. I could just hang out here, not a big deal. We use the playpen and the crate really for a couple reasons. It's just to prevent your dog or puppy from making any accidents or any mistakes while he's learning the rules. So if I have a older dog, I may just have a playpen and I go, hey dude, since I don't want to consistently monitor you and supervise you, I'm going to place you in the playpen with an appropriate chew bone after we've already played and walked, because I know you're tired already, which means you're not just gonna shred things up or be overly energetic. So here's something you can entertain yourself with. What's gonna happen is, one, your dog or puppy is gonna be confined in that playpen, which limits when he's able to how many accidents he's able to get, what issues he's able to develop. Because one, if your dog or puppy doesn't even get the opportunity to chew the wrong object, he never develops an issue in the first place. So what we're doing is giving him an appropriate object to chew on while preventing him from practicing any unwanted behavior. And then after that, honestly, if you could start giving him a bit more freedom, let the leash drag while he's inside the house, especially if you have other kids or animals, because what do we want? We do not want your dog or puppy to find enjoyment in chasing your kid or animal, because then we have to problem solve. So that is the big secret for today, guys. Again, essentially, how soon should you start training your dog, your new dog or puppy? As soon as possible, because training has already begun. It's understanding that training is not just teaching your dog to sit and stay. It's also teaching your dog your day-to-day routine, your lifestyle, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, your house rules, and everything in between. So make sure that when you do bring your new dog and puppy, you stay consistent with a routine. Make sure you stay 100% consistent so you can start teaching him what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Start developing the right habits and don't wait for a problem to emerge. Because trust me, it's a lot easier to teach your dog the right thing if you start off on the right foot. So make sure you set your dog or puppy up for success. Now, guys, if you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you guys are listening on. And if you guys are interested in getting direct hands-on step-by-step guidance on how to train your pup or dog, feel free to reach out to us. We have our flagship online dog training program, the Canine Obedience Accelerator, and we will set you and your pup up for success.